It's not just tuna that's often harvested illegally, and fishing regulators face a tough problem. It's actually hard to tell if fish being sold in the market comes from waters off limits to fishing. Scientists in Europe are looking to technology for help. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro has a story.
The fish market in Madrid, Spain, is the second largest in the world after Tokyo. It's the size of two hockey rinks. At 6:30 in the morning, vendors display fish that only yesterday were on a boat in Chile or the U.S. Tomorrow, those fish might end up in a restaurant in China. Felicissimo Perez Fraile is an inspector. He makes sure that nothing's being sold here that shouldn't be, like undersized fish or endangered species.
Si tú me dices, lo cortamos, le quitamos la cabeza, las aletas.
He says that when a fish comes in all chopped up with no head, scales, or fins, it can be hard to know what he's looking at. But he can confirm what kind of fish it is by sending a sample off to the lab. Then I ask him, is there any way to tell where the fish comes from, which sea? He shakes his head.
A fecha de hoy, no.
He says right now that's impossible. It's an important question because certain species are overfished in some places and sustainably caught in others. It's hard for regulators to protect endangered populations when labels can be faked and the fish look the same. And so in 2008, the EU launched a program called Fish Pop Trace, looking to science for an answer. The 15 Fish Pop Trace labs are spread across Europe. One of them is just on the other side of town, at the Complutense University of Madrid.
It's really cool.
Elena Gonzalez breaks up the ice that's built up in the minus 110-degree freezer. She's a geneticist who did her PhD in this lab. The samples in this freezer come from four commercial fish species found in European waters.
A hake, cod, sole, and herring.
Gonzalez has extracted proteins from the livers, brains, muscles, and hearts of these fish. Proteins can degrade quickly, so they're kept in this freezer to stabilize them, which means you can't keep the door open too long.
We should close this.
In a room down the hall, Gonzalez shows me her results on a computer screen. A dark square is filled with glowing lights. Can you just describe what it looks like?
It's hard to explain. It's like stars in the sky. It's full of spots of different colors, green and yellow and red.
But those spots aren't stars. They're fish proteins, visualized using a laboratory technique. They come from the brains of two different hake, one from the Bay of Biscay to the north of Spain, and one from the Mediterranean to the south. A red or green spot means that one fish brain has more of a particular protein than the other. So with just a glance, it's possible to see that these two hake, although they belong to the same species, have different amounts of proteins depending on where they live, depending on which population they belong to. According to Complutense University biologist Jose Bautista, this could be a powerful tool.
We have tools that are now able to identify the origin of a given fish.
Other labs in the Fish Pop Trace program developed additional forensic techniques to tell fish populations apart. Some used very small differences in DNA. Others looked at the chemistry and shape of ear bones. The result? An array of techniques that can distinguish one population of fish from another, sustainably harvested fish from illegally caught fish. Jan Martensen is a scientist with the European Commission's Maritime Affairs Unit. He says the research phase of Fish Pop Trace, which ended this summer, was just the first step.
All along, what we really aimed at is to develop tools which can readily be taken up to fight and support the fight against illegal fishing, which has a rather significant dimension worldwide.
Martensen's next step.
The development of very strict guidelines for laboratories to see where does the fish come from in a criminal investigation context.
Martensen hopes that by integrating the science and enforcement, it'll be possible to reduce the illegal fishing of endangered populations of fish. So what do fishermen make of the prospect that regulators may use these techniques to take them to court? Lars Olav Lee manages the Lee Group Fishing Company in Norway. He supports this forensic approach to ensure that all fishermen follow the rules.
You can lie about the paper label on the package. That could be changed in the next door. But you can't lie about the genetic testing.
You can't lie about the genetic testing. Lee's family's been fishing the waters off Norway for 120 years. He says he's in favor of whatever can be done to keep the fishery healthy so his family can stay in the business for the next 120 years. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
You can see the fish that regulators are trying to protect. Check out our slideshow from the fish market in Madrid. That's at theworld.org.